Well, good evening, everyone, and it's great to be back with you here on the Tenpenny Files on Monday night on the Brighteon.tv. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Brighteon TV, the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. You know, for the past 23 years, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, conferences, and seminars, and almost all my information, in one way or another, was about vaccines. But with decades of both conventional and integrative medical experience behind me, there are so many other things I want to talk about. This is an educational show where I bring on valuable information and interesting guests for topics on your health. And so tonight, my special guest is naturopathic physician, certified natural health practitioner, and my dear, dear friend who was one of the people who came in and literally saved my life, Michelle Kunzelman. So thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to my show, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Tonight, we have Michelle Kunzelman, who has been studying natural health and teaching others for more than 20 years. She helps to see the heart and the love of God when she's working through difficult circumstances, whether the situations are emotional, spiritual, or physically based. It brings her great joy and great purpose. Michelle also loves helping others break free from generational misunderstandings with God. She uses food as her ministry, designing recipes that are both nourishing and soul-fulfilling. And I can tell you from personal experience, they are unbelievably good. In fact, me and our mutual good friend, Tracy Straub, are trying to get her to get this recipe book done that she can share this with the world. As a naturopathic doctor in Western Pennsylvania, Michelle has a virtual practice where she helps healers, ministry leaders, and other practitioners develop healthy lives by addressing their mental, emotional, physical, and most importantly, their spiritual needs. And I want to tell everybody that, you know, you've heard me in my on other shows, and you've read some of the things I've written on my Substacks, which is drtenpenny.substack.com, and also tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com, which is my Sunday. And I've talked about my two angels, Michelle Kay, which is this gal right here, and Tracy, who dropped everything. I barely knew either one of them. They dropped everything, came from Pennsylvania over to Ohio to spend the first 2 weeks with me after I had the stroke 4.5 months ago. And it was through her good food and Tracy's good supplement program and the two of them collaborating, trying to figure out what was the best possible thing for me, getting me to go to bed early, getting me off the computer and taking food and supplements all day long, that put me on the right road to rapid recovery that, thank the Lord, that I really have. And I thank everybody that's listening here tonight for lifting me up in prayers. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have prayed for me. But Michelle and Tracy, these are my two angels that I talk about in all the things that I write about. So now you get to meet one of them. You've met Tracy before. She's been on a couple of my shows. Now you get to meet the other half, Michelle, as I welcome you here tonight to talk about all the good things that are going on in your life. And again, publicly thanking you and honoring you for all the wonderful things that you've done for me.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Sherry. It was a blessing in so many ways to just get to know you a little bit better. I'd met you very briefly a couple of times just in passing, but getting to spend that time with you was just a treasure of a time. You're a wonderful person, and it's so neat to just get to spend time with people and see the reflection of the image of God in the people we get to spend that time with. And it was a great time. So I'm glad that we got to. We need to get together sometime soon. It's been months now.
Yes, it seems like years, these months, right? Just seem like years. They really, really do. Yeah. So tell me about, you know, one of the things I want to ask you about is, you know, when you came, you shared with me your personal story about your whole COVID experience and what that was like and what you went through. Can you share that with our audience a little bit?
Yeah. So, you know, I had gone through the whole COVID thing like many other natural health practitioners, working very, very hard to help others. But I didn't have good rhythms in my own life during that time to take care of myself while helping others. And the whole reason I got into natural wellness was because of lung issues that I'd had since childhood. And so when COVID came along, I knew that my lungs, though they were incredibly so much better than they were growing up, still were a weak point for me. And so one day I found myself sick with COVID and ended up on a ventilator. And that's such a long story. But I went to the hospital just thinking I needed to get some fluids and maybe a nebulizer treatment because my body was having a hard time. It was completely worn down by that point. And before I knew it, I ended up hands and feet tied down with a tube down my mouth. And so it was one of those wholly horrible experiences that I got to see things about Jesus I never would have seen had I not gone through that. But also, you know, it was also a very awful, horrible situation that really changed how I wanted to look at the rest of my life moving forward. And so one of the reasons I wanted to go when that happened with you is I know how difficult it is to suddenly find yourself, you know, you're the helper and suddenly you find yourself feeling somewhat helpless. And so there's a special ministry there when you've been through something that puts you in that position that you're able to have. And so I was grateful to be able to take that pain that I experienced and allow God to see, allow to see that purpose that God has in everything that we go through when I came to help you.
You know, when she showed up at the door, you know, before she came, Tracy had come, was here for a couple of days, and she said, I got to bring somebody else in here to help us. This is somebody who can give you the right food. So Michelle shows up at my house, at my door, with coolers full of food that she'd already made, and then she made more food. How did food become such a big part of your ministry?
Yeah. So it was actually the misunderstanding of food. You know, I grew up in the Snackwell era, you know, the era of, you know, low fat food and, you know, a huge focus on the numbers of on the scale and, you know, just a lot of really unhealthy perspectives on food. But I also grew up with a mom who loved to cook, Southern mama that loved to cook, grew up with a history of that. And my dad said, if I'm family from Palestine, cooking was a huge part of that culture. And so it was just a really miss. I didn't understand what food was supposed to be in my life because it had been so confusing growing up. Is food good? Is food bad? What is the role that food is supposed to have in our lives? And so as I just started to study from Genesis and seeing how God made good things for us, I knew that my understanding of food had to be off in some way. I've struggled with my weight my whole life. And so it's always been this like knowing I needed food, but I'm trying to understand what that looked like in my day-to-day walk. And it was really a few years ago when I really started to just ask God, would you show me what you see in food? Would you give me your perspective in food? And if you read through the Bible, food is used often for nourishment. It's a part of relationship with others. And so to look at food and see it as bad couldn't be the case. And so to begin to understand food as a gift from God to us to help us to not just be nourished, but also to live in community with others was just a transformational thing for me that God's still doing in my mind and heart, because those old patterns of thinking were really deeply ingrained. So as I begin to, you know, I love to take care of people. It's part of a gift that God's given to me. And so to be able to have people in my home and even for my kids to make food something that they don't have to be afraid of, that they can enjoy and really have a good relationship with, is something that's really important to me. But also to really nourish their bodies with it. So how do we get both of those things and put them together? Because there is food that is nourishing. I tell my good kids all the time, there's food that nourishes you and fuels you. And there's foods that aren't going to do that quite so well. And I want to have the majority of what my kids eat, it starts at home for me, be those things that are nourishing, but also foods that are going to be life-giving in other ways. Because we all know that eating a good meal with people that we love can be life-giving in more ways than just a full stomach. And so that's really important to me as I walk with others in healing. And I think it's a huge area that we don't give enough attention to, like the spiritual and emotional implications of how food affects us and what food is for. We want to protect, you know, there's all these mechanisms and coping things that we have around food. But what if we just started with calling it good? And what if we just started from there and then let God direct our steps in the way? And that's really what I'm seeking to do on a personal level, but also the way I like to walk with my kids and my clients in that way as well. Like, let's start with the fact that it's good. And then let's go from there and get our eyes, keep our eyes on Jesus in this and allow him to minister to our hearts in areas where we might even have wounds in relationship to food.
Good. You know, like in the Old Testament, they even talk about grain sacrifices and things that bring in terms of worship. And another thing they talk that have talked about a lot is like when you sit down and you say grace, you say prayers, but, you know, give thanksgiving for the food at the beginning of your meal. part of that isn't just thanking God that you've got food in front of you mm-hmm. and good food that you can eat, but part of that is shifting your sympathetics down to your parasympathetics right. so right. that you're not in the fight or flight and right. all the day stuff that's been going on. Right. And now you just sort of get focused and get right. quiet for just a minute, you know, before yeah. you start to eat. And so then you can digest properly.
Right.
So what couple of things would you tell people, the simple things that they could, you know, either add in and or take out of their diet to just as a place to start from? Because, you know, everybody tries to do, particularly the first of the year with New Year's resolutions, they try to do these all or nothing things like I'll never right, right. do this again, or I'm always going to go to the gym 3 days a week. They do these all or nothing things, which, you know, statistics have shown that New Year's resolutions, that people maybe stick to them 3 months, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
So what are some simple things that yeah. they could take out and put in now that could become life-changing and become a lifestyle change for them?
Right. I think I'd like to speak about that from an emotional standpoint first, and then I'll talk about food, because if we have an emotional, a healthy emotional view of this, then the rest of the stuff gets a lot easier. And so I'd say, you know, let's add in the fact that it's good. Let's start there, that food is good. And let's take out the idea that food is bad, because we have to start there in order to have any success moving forward. I don't talk to my kids about good food, bad food. And I'll say this, God made good food, but we're not going to talk about like, oh, this is bad food. We shouldn't eat this. We shouldn't do this. I want to focus on what we should do, and that is see what God made and call it the same thing that he called it. And that's good. And there's so many confusing things. I have clients ask me all the time, you know, Michelle, I read, oh, don't eat grains. Oh, Michelle, don't eat this. Michelle, don't eat this. And it really does become like a personalized, when we want to look at what's going to most nourish you for the purpose that God has for you here on earth. I want to look at that very individually. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian, but just in the full sense of how we can best care for the person sitting in front of me. I want to look at that too. But I think it really is important to add foods that have a level of variety. I know that we have so many things and you know, that we'll say, oh, we're just going to eat this every single day. And there's burnout real fast from that. And we don't get to have a full understanding of how we can really not just fill our stomachs, but also heal our bodies with food. I use a lot of herbs and a lot of spices in what I do. So I would really encourage people to add herbs and spices, study what they do and how they work in the body, and then just be creative. One of the things that I find so fun in cooking is trying new things and trying to say, okay, this week I want to add a spice into our family's repertoire that we don't use often, and then creatively incorporating that and allowing the kids to experience what that tastes like, whether it's something they enjoy or not. That's okay if they don't enjoy it, but just helping them understand what it's doing for them and what it can heal in their bodies and why we want to incorporate those things. We have access in our world today to things that many years ago people didn't even have easy access to. So to be able to enjoy those foods and to really take time to smell it, take time to look at what it looks like in its original form and see how we can break it down to use it. I like to do that even with clients that come over. I'm going to be starting some retreats here soon, and that's one of the things we're going to take time to when we eat. We're not just going to put it all out there and say, hey, everybody go for it. We're going to take time to observe what we're actually eating in front of us. So I would say add some more spices to your cooking. Add some more herbs. If you can get them fresh, great. If you can't get them fresh, get them dried. But just start to really incorporate those with purpose, with intention. So if you're struggling with certain things in your body, do some research. I mean, we have good old Google. You can use it for this purpose. we're not big fans of Dr. Google for, you know, lots of things, but you can type in, you know, I have pain in my joints? What herbs and spices might help with pain in my joints? And then find the answers that you might see and start to incorporate those in fun ways. Recently, I had a really pretty, not a terrible cold, but a pretty bad one, and it took my voice away. So I got to work with something that I'd not really used a whole lot before. I started making myself slippery elm lattes and got to enjoy a new thing. And I found that I was like, I really enjoy this. I want to do this most days. And so now I have a rhythm of making a slippery elm latte. It's just almond milk or whatever nut milk you have, and a teaspoon of slippery elm with some nutmeg and some ginger. And it's so soothing. And so I would just make myself one of those and drink it throughout the day. When my voice was gone, I mean, my voice was gone totally during that time. And it helped to just, you know, soothe. And, but I found I enjoyed it so much. It's not expensive to buy a huge bag of organic slippery elm. It's not an expensive thing, but I got to enjoy it. I let my family enjoy it. We played around with amounts till we got it to, you know, a consistency that was enjoyable. And we learned something new in our toolbox that we could use to help heal. Someone told me, Michelle, try slippery elm gruel. And I said, that sounds disgusting, but maybe I could do a latte. And so I made a latte out of it. And a lot of it is reframing how we're going to look at those foods. I think in natural medicine, we can get like, just do it. Just do it. You know, just eat the gross thing because it's good for you. But that is only a fraction of true enjoyment of what God's made for us. Yes, we can enjoy the benefits of how a certain thing might help our bodies to heal. But what if we also made it something that's enjoyable? And you know, so I like to.
People ask me about stuff like that. And I'll say, you know, I like what the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine says. You know, I really like their tenets. I mean, the first thing is eat real food.
Right.
Real food. Things that come in a box, come in a can, or they hand you out a window is not real food.
That's not real food. You know, yeah.
Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. Right. You know, if you're going to eat meat, eat the best quality meat that you can find, you know, right. You know, that sort of thing. And don't eat so much.
Right.
And then you can add in all the things like cut out white sugar, white flour, right. And enough sleep, adequate water, and all those sorts of things. But eat real food. And I think that that's what you're saying about the different types of herbs and spices and things that you can add in is that they're real foods.
Right. And I think most people read those things on a pretty constant basis. And then they just get caught in the weeds of like, but this week someone told me that this real food will kill me. And this week they'll tell me that this real food is the one I should be eating all of the time. And I just want to take that pressure off and just like be still with it for a minute, slow down. And like you talked about, pulling out of the sympathetic when you eat. I mean, someone told me the other day, they were talking, it was a while ago, I went to help at a retreat for some people that were struggling emotionally. I actually got to cook for them. And it was such a gift to be able to do that. And a girl, an older lady actually walked in the kitchen and she said to me, Michelle, I don't know what to do with all the smells I smell in this kitchen right now because it takes me right back into my grandmother's kitchen. And I don't even know how to manage the emotions that are coming up with all of these smells coming because my grandmother's kitchen was a safe place for me and she fed me food. And I feel like that caused me to have an unhealthy relationship with food because then I began to go to food for comfort. And I said, hold on, let's slow down a minute. Wait a second. What your grandmother was doing helped you slow down and you're come out of sympathetic into parasympathetic. Let's stop there for a minute and enjoy and celebrate what that was for you growing up in a really unhealthy home. Instead of folk coming to the next step, and now I have an unhealthy relationship with food. Let's step into the good and celebrate the good of what you learned about food in your grandmother's kitchen. And let's stay there for a minute. Because it wasn't until she understood all of this, you know, stuff about weight and how she needed to lose weight and all of that, that she began to see that thing that was healthy for her as unhealthy. And so I think we have to slow down and stop and celebrate what we have, because shame and guilt will never lead to health. They just won't. And so we have to stop right where the goodness is and celebrate that goodness instead of moving so far to the shoulds and shouldn'ts. Let's celebrate the goodness that it's good. And then when we do that, when our sympathetic, and when our, we step back into parasympathetic, we'll be able to hear and listen to our bodies in a way that we wouldn't if we run through it in guilt and shame, which will keep us in the sympathetic, in the we'll just be functioning far outside how God designed us. So let's come back and start there with our food and then see what happens from there. Because then you're going to feel things like, you know, when I ate that McDonald's, it didn't feel very good. And I didn't enjoy that. My daughter today, she's 13. We're in the middle of a crazy construction. So we actually fed them pizza today. And she looks at me, she said, "Mom, I really just want a smoothie. I don't feel good when I eat pizza."
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go.
Isn't
she's
that
observing her body.
At 13 years of age, that she's learning that, to recognize
right.
that.
And I said, "You know, Tarilyn, that's wonderful that you're recognizing that a smoothie is fuel for your body and this pizza is not really good fuel for your body." Like, I love that you recognize.
Everybody needs to pay attention to that.
But then yes. I was able to guide her into, it's okay to eat a piece of pizza right now because we're in the middle of this crazy season. Now, we did do a better version of pizza than you would normally get, you know, but I said, just take a minute, let's slow down and just enjoy the pizza, and your body will do better with it than if you are fighting this right now.
That's a really great place. We need to take a little break. And so hold that thought. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a lot more about food. And we're going to talk about this new practice that you're setting up with everybody. So hold on and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers, or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, it helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to my show, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health, and with my special guest, naturopathic physician, certified health practitioner, and dear friend, Michelle Kuzelman. And before the break, we were talking about eating healthily and eating, slowing down and getting the parasympathetics. And then on the break, we talked a little bit about eating the rainbow. Michelle, why don't you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. So when we eat the rainbow, we get to get a really full spectrum of the nourishment and the nutrients that God has created for us. And so I was telling Dr. Tenpenny that I love to take with my kids, we do charcuterie boards, and I'll have them pick foods from the rainbow for those charcuterie boards so that we can just experience the goodness of the things that God's given us in a fun way. And I think we think about that with kids and we're like, "Oh, that's great. You do that with kids. That's so fun to teach them those things." But, you know, some of us need to go back to our childhood and revisit and relook at the colorful things that we have in creation and enjoy them differently. Because I don't know if you were like me, but my mom had me eat vegetables, but it was not in a very fun way. And it was because I had a weight issue. And so I didn't get to look at food like that as enjoyable and in a joyful way. And so I think we need to revisit it because we had Kool-Aid, we had color. We weren't missing color, but we were missing color the way God made it. And so, what if you made your lunch that way on a Monday and prepared your lunch, or at least, like Dr. Sherry was saying, do it throughout the week? Say, I'm going to go through the colors of the rainbow this week in my lunch, so that you can get the full spectrum of everything that God has made for you to enjoy. And lest I give you the idea that the kids like everything I made, that is not the case. my kids, it's actually quite funny because other people come and just swoon over my cooking, and my kids go to my mother-in-law's house and get canned food that they never get at home and think it's the best thing that happened. So, our kids, they say that in the
Well, you know
moment.
what they say, Michelle, is that the older your kids get, the smarter you become. So,
Right.
all the, you're
I'm
implanting all
making an
these really good,
investment right now.
yes, you're planting all these good seeds with them now. So when they're in their 20s, they're going to look back and
Yeah.
know how brilliant you were and what you were
And
bringing.
they're 11, 12, well, 10 and a half, 12 and 13, and they already, my especially the 12 and 13-year-olds, they are already starting to, all I ask them for is awareness. So I don't stop them from, in our home, we have healthy, nutritious, life-giving food. We don't bring a lot of other things into our home. But I recognize that that is not popular. So all I ask them for is awareness. When they come home from grandparents' house or a friend's house and they've had food that is not nourishing, and they're not nice to their brother or sister because they don't feel well, I just ask them for awareness of what they've put into their body, their lack of sleep, and we have a conversation just for awareness because I recognize that all I'm doing is planting seeds right now. And so we don't talk about calories, we don't talk about any of those things. I want them to associate the lifestyle choices they have with how they feel and be able to make those changes and adjustments when I'm not around all the time. And so that's what I'm teaching them. But most of us didn't actually learn that. We didn't learn how
Yeah,
to
and I
make
was just
those.
thinking while you were
Yeah.
saying all those things, what a brilliant thing to teach your children or your grandchildren,
Yeah.
just to be aware of the fact that when you have a really good nourishing meal that has the spices and all the different things in it that are good for you versus what you feel like when you eat crap food, when you eat like a whole bunch of candy or you eat all the fast food things that are going on. So I think that that's a really good life lesson. Everybody that's listening should pay attention to that
Right.
and share that with your, start sharing that with your own family and with people that you know. That what a brilliant way that is to educate children about food is just to how do you feel when you eat junk versus eat good
Right.
things. It's really brilliant. You know,
Right.
Michelle, I want to ask you, you had told me when you were up here visiting and taking care of me in Ohio that, well, before I ask you this question, I have to ask you a question that a listener sent in to me and absolutely wanted to make sure that I ask you
Okay.
is that how do you pick a good naturopath? How do you know, because there's two different types of naturopaths, really. There's people that kind of study online, and then there's people that go to naturopathic medical schools. And there's a wide variety of educations out there based on what you personally have been interested in and what you've learned. How would someone go about either interviewing that person
Sure.
or selecting that person to be their caregiver?
That's a great question. This has come up a lot in because I am traditionally trained naturopathic doctor, and then there are like more medically trained naturopathic doctors. And so when you're looking for someone that's works in this field, you want to look for someone who is very root cause based. So they're not just treating your symptoms, they're digging deep into how your symptoms came to be. And looking for one that looks at the whole you, not just the physical, but also the emotional and spiritual, because they're all connected. And if someone's so zeroed in, that's the beauty of naturopathic medicine, is that we do look at all of it and we're trained to look at all of it. So you want to find someone who does look at all of it, because it's all so connected and it's all interweaved into how your body is going to act and react to environment, to your food that you're eating, to the lifestyle that you're living. And so I think that's really important. And also, what are you looking to get out of it? Are you looking for learning a whole different way to live? Or do you want someone to just give you things that are more natural to help you feel better in a particular situation? I think that's a big difference. And I don't want to put everybody, you know, just because someone's, you can have a more medically trained practitioner that still works the way of trying to treat your whole person, not just the symptoms you came in with. If somebody comes that you come in and you've had a lifestyle things contributing to the situation that you're in today, and they tell you that you are going to be completely better in 3 months, then they're not being honest with you and they're just trying to sell a program to you.
That you goes for chiropractors too, who
absolutely,
do that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, that they'll say want to sell you a package of 40 treatments. Mm-hmm. And I came from a chiropractic background. My dad, my grandfather, 3 uncles and 2 cousins were chiropractors. That's why I chose to be an osteopath, because mm-hmm. I wanted that tool in my toolbox. Right. And you know, my dad always said, you don't know if somebody's going to get better from 2 adjustments or 20.
Right.
And so to have this whole package, the prepaid package that then you mm-hmm. feel obligated to follow through with. Right, is not right. a good idea. That's people used to ask me that in the ER all the time. I used to say that used to be a red flag. And
it
everything
can be.
You just said about looking at the whole package, I think that can apply to everybody listening to this, to not only to a naturopathic physician, but to an integrative physician or even your own MD medical doctor.
Right.
You know,
sometimes we just start throwing supplements or even diet changes at a situation that really we need to deal with the emotional and spiritual underneath of it first. And that's what I do in my practice is really, you know, sometimes people are wanting to make all kinds of physical changes. And I'm like, hold on, because this is just going to be a behavior modification if we just change the behavior. That may last you a couple of weeks or months, but the body's going to readapt and we're going to have another problem if we don't get down to the root cause. Somebody who will take their time like that with you is someone that's going to be someone that you can rely on long-term to help walk with you. They can't make the changes for you. They can't do it for you, but you want someone that's going to help you challenge you, not just allow you to do what's easy, but challenge you in the areas where you're weakest and help you to be strong and support you to get stronger in those areas. I think that's really important as you move forward. And just to speak to the package thing, I don't do packages right now. But I do think sometimes, and maybe you'll disagree with me, but sometimes people do that because they're like trying to convince you this is not going to be an overnight fix. And so I know some practitioners will do a package because they want people to understand they're committing to the long haul. And it depends on what that looks like. But if you know the Lord, I just say be still with it. And I will often ask my clients, like, as we're talking, I want to be just as much of a good fit for you as you are for me. And so this is a two-sided relationship. This is not a one-sided relationship. I'm not there to convince you or to talk you into things. I'm there to share my perspective because of my education, experience, and understanding of natural health. But I may not be the right fit for everybody, and I am 100% okay with that. I would say the biggest red flag for me is if someone thinks that they are the right fit for everyone, because that's just not the case.
That's really good. And that's
good.
And I don't want to run out of time because I want to give you plenty of time.
No, you're fine.
You know, the thing that, you know, she's treated patients, you know, telemedicine wise, also in her clinic for many years, but now you're moving forward into a new area of type treatment. So mm-hmm. let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to run out of time to have you talk about what you're doing now.
Right. So the whole experience with COVID and getting so sick and so run down really had a huge impact on me, because I recognized that when I was sickest as the caregiver, I didn't really have a team around me to care for me. I was completely spent. and didn't know what to do with that, because who do you call when you're the people everyone calls? And so stepping outside of that, I also had to come back and recognize, why did I get into naturopathic medicine? What was the purpose and why I got into it? And to ask God to reveal any motives that were not healthy for me. And so as I walked that out and I laid it all at the foot of the cross, I just said, God, show me how to walk forward in the way that you have specifically anointed and equipped me to walk forward. He just kept putting on my heart caring for the practitioners. I would go to these events and I would end up caring for the speaker in some way or another. And how did I end up caring for the speaker at this event? I just came to attend the event. And it just became really obvious that being the leaders in this field is really, really draining. And we need people in our lives that we can have to help walk us through the emotional and physical, spiritual healing that we need. And so that has just become a huge passion and desire in my heart to be there to walk with people, to help them uncover things in their own lives as they've just been caught up in the fury of helping others that have become unhealthy, and help them establish new rhythms, new ways of thinking, maybe even walking through lies they may have believed about God and who He is to us, and helping them walk in freedom so that they can move forward with a purpose that is healthier, and that they can re-enter their important work feeling like they're doing it out of an overflow of what God has given them in all the ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually, instead of always running on empty. And so I'm starting a new program. It's going to have a few facets. There's a one-on-one component that I'll take maybe 10 practitioners. So it's a very intensive program. Four sessions, four times a month, four two-hour sessions, four times a month. So it's a very intensive program. We work with the emotional, physical, spiritual. It's a year-long program. So that's why I was saying it's the first time I've ever done a package. And the only reason is because I understand how long it took for me to work through some of these things.
That's not really a package.
That's not really a package.
That's like a course. If you go to the university and right. and you've got a course, you right. commit to this, and yours is like, you know, because you have to learn something and then give it a little time that you need right. to incorporate it in, that takes time. So this is a year-long program. It's program. Not really a package. Yeah.
It's not, yeah. So that, and it's also going to include like a webinar series and then a community aspect and a retreat included in that. So it's a full spectrum where you'll come to my house, to my home, and we'll enjoy nourishing, soul-fulfilling food together. We'll work through emotional and spiritual things in your life with a team of people that have been a huge part of my life and my healing, and we'll just walk together and heal. We're also going to offer the retreat for just people who just need to get away and have a chance to kind of refresh and revitalize. That first retreat is going to be May 15th through the 17th. And then we're going to be doing a monthly, it's called Dockside because my business is called Harbor of Hope. So we're going to do a Dockside once a month, virtually and in person. Virtually, we can just do a call. We're just going to do a call like this and work through some of the things that are in my program at a much more, much less intensive way, but just to start to dip your toes in. And then the in-person Dockside, you actually get to come to my home again and have a meal prepared for you. And we'll walk through the same information and just really seeking life change, because there's many people, especially after COVID, especially practitioners after that season of life, they're exhausted. They were exhausted before, but they're more exhausted now. And just are sensing a need to do it different. And they don't know what that means, but I do believe God allowed me to walk what I've walked so that I can walk with others. And so that's what we're heading into doing here soon. And then I will do one-on-one just practitioner calls just for someone who needs a couple hours to just start to work through a particular issue physically, emotionally, or spiritually. But that's the emphasis of my programs moving forward. Really excited about it.
Did you get your website up yet?
Yes, I sent the link to Michelle for the landing page for this program. Still working on some of the other things.
So people can go to heartofhealing.com. Is that what it is?
I think, yes, I sent the whole link. If you just are interested in, there should be a link. Let me pull it up because it was a little bit more confusing than that. I sent it out to Michelle. We're still working through some of these things, but if you're interested, you can actually just email michellekunselman@gmail.com. And I'll get you more information. We have all that ready for you.
Yeah, say that again and spell it, because sure. I'm sure we have a lot of practitioners and practitioner types that watch this show. And just for the listeners, so that you know, this Bridie Ann show stays public. And we're also now starting as of the first of the year on Thursdays, we'll be posting this on my Substack. So at Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, no period, Dr.
Oh, there
Tenpenny.
It is.
drtenpenny.substack.com under the podcast area, we will be putting this up so you can go back and re-listen to it here or re-listen to it on Brighteon. So I want them to be able, because I know that people are going to, I quite honestly, this is selfish. I don't want to get 100 emails that says, how do I get hold of her?
Sure. I think I just saw it up in the notes there. Yeah. She put the link up there. And
okay,
then,
good.
Yeah, Michelle Kunselman is just Michelle kunselman@gmail.com. And that goes right to me. Eventually, I hope right to a team. But right now, it's right to me. I have my whole business up and running. I actually just took this past year mostly off to just really seek the Lord and ask Him to just give me His vision for my life moving forward. So kind of restarting once again, but really excited about what God has led me to as I've sought Him this year. So it's going to be a great.
And I will tell listeners too that this is the most prayerful woman, one of the most prayerful women that I know, and her prayers move mountains. I mean, when she was here, was praying with me and for me and over me, you could feel it. Because it's a very big part of who she is and what she does. So I think that, you know, those of us who are willing to talk about God in public forums, which aren't a lot, unless you're a pastor or an author, I think it's really important to seek somebody who's going to reach in and help to heal you on all those different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So Michelle, as we're writing down in our last couple of minutes here tonight together, tell people again where they can find you, because I want to make sure that that's really clear, and any closing words of wisdom you'd like to leave our audience with tonight.
Yeah. So yeah, you can reach me at michellekunselman@gmail.com. Or you can call actually 724-372-2127. And so both of those are fine right ways to reach me. And if I were to leave any words of just wisdom moving forward, it's just let yourself be still in the area specifically of food, but whatever you're struggling with right now. Don't feel like you have to rush and change everything about your lifestyle. Just step forward from a place of stillness, not from a place of shame or condemnation or guilt. The body that you have today is exactly what it's supposed to be today. It's not supposed to be different. It's supposed to be what it is today. So move forward from the body you have today into the body that God has for you tomorrow. But you don't have to change everything overnight, because that's not how you're going to have lasting, sustainable change in your life. It's going to be coming from a place of stillness if you want it to be from God, if you want it to be the way God works. He doesn't work with urgency. He doesn't work with shame. He doesn't work with guilt or condemnation. He works in a way that's full of peace and full of love for you. And so any decisions that you make, even about food, can be placed and made out of a place of love for yourself. Because if God loves you, you can love you. And so one of the ways we can love ourselves the way God loves us is to care for our bodies the way God planned for our bodies to be cared for. And we can do that just one small thing at a time.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming
absolutely.
Here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait until we actually physically, I can give you a hug and we can
cross
because Even though it's been four, you know, about 4 months, it feels like about 4 years because time just goes by so greatly. So as we close out tonight, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And if you want to listen to this again, it's available on Brighteon.tv. As I mentioned earlier, it will be at dr.tenpenny.substack.com on Thursday. It will be up there so that you can go back and listen to that again. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. at 9 a.m. Eastern time is Morning Coffee with Dr. T, which is open forum question and answer time. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. is Happy Hour with Dr. T, where we have very interesting, informative guests to talk about God and to talk about their work and what they're doing and to pray together, which is really one of the best nights of the week for me. Thursday night is Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P at 7 o'clock, and that we also do another Happy Hour on that Thursday night. This month, it's Happy Hour with me. So we're going back to where we started out back in 2020 when I said to my Michelle, I said, we need to do something happy. Let's do something that's more of a Bible study, and that's what we do. So with that, I want to thank everybody again for being here tonight, and I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which I close either all my live broadcasts or my pre-recorded casts with, which is Romans 12, 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll let you down, and join us again next week at 7 p.m. Eastern time at the same place with the Tenpenny Files on your health. Good night and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.